Newstalk ZB, it's 5:18. Well, Auckland's mayor believes the council is leading the country when it comes to finding savings. The first of four value for money reviews has been presented today to the Finance and Performance Committee. They've identified potential savings of up to $373 million over 10 years. Mayor Phil Goff is with me. Mr. Mayor, good evening. Thank you.
Yeah, good day, Larry.
So $373 million across 10 years, is that correct?
Yeah, that's the predicted or the estimated amount that we'll make in savings from the first four of 30 reviews. Now, you know, a saving isn't achieved until it's actually realised, but that's what our reviewers believe is possible, largely in the area of bringing together water care and stormwater, the stormwater section of council, so that you can get far better deals on procurement, you can do shared maintenance. There's a whole lot of economies of scale and efficiencies that can be created. So that's the single biggest area that we'd be making savings in. And I think they've already made probably, $160 million in savings post-amalgamation by bringing wastewater and freshwater together under water care. This is the next step, building on that foundation.
Right. What about the communication and marketing staff? I think there was 230 full-time staff. Are you targeting that?
Yeah. There is a very clear recommendation coming out of that committee. One is that, you know, instead of having five organisations each separately bidding for advertising space, you get economies of scale by doing it as one. But secondly, they say that we can make a 5% net savings each year for 3 years by bringing in greater efficiency and effectiveness in the way that division operates. And that's the total is worth, they estimate to be worth about $54 million over the 10 years.
But you look at the overall budget, what is it, about $3.8 billion a year, is that right?
The total council income, yeah, it's somewhere in that vicinity.
So that's what $30 million a year, whatever, is about 1%, isn't it? It's not a lot. Are you struggling to find stuff to cut?
No, this is going to be a continuous process. My chief executive noted to me that, you know, while we're doing this under Section 17A of the Local Government Act, we are the first council in New Zealand actually to comprehensively adopt a system of in-depth reviews of how we're spending money and trying to find efficiency. So, we'll run through the first 30 reviews in the three-year period, but I see that as a continual process whereby you should be constantly looking at how you can do things better. We're incredibly short of money at the moment. We've got 50,000 growth a year. We need a hell of a big investment in infrastructure. Mm. We need all of the services that 50,000 extra people being added to the city requires each year. And part of the funding of those extra services has got to come out of doing things more effectively, doing more with less.
Is spending out of control, or you believe you've got it on, you can handle this? Because I think you promised to find, 3-6% spending cuts over and above budget and savings the first 3 years.
I don't think it's out of control. I'll tell you why I don't think that. If I look at the core operating expenditure of council in each of the last few years, it's gone up by 1.1%, which is about the same level of inflation. If I look at the staffing of council proper, the main council organisation, we actually got it down this year, and we got staff down at the same time as we were servicing 50,000 extra people in the city. Where the big costs are coming is because we've got to build so much more infrastructure. Mm. First of all, we've been borrowing to build that infrastructure, which is quite appropriate to the level that you can do that. But then you've got to meet the interest payments on that, and you've got to meet depreciation. So for every asset, every $1 million of asset that you own, you've got to set aside money so that you can depreciate that asset as it needs maintenance and all of the other things. So, you know, the actual big rise in costs, at least half of the, well, actually not, no, I'm sorry, let me get that absolutely correct. That's 43% of the increased costs are the depreciation and the interest rates that we're paying to build more infrastructure.
Right. Thank you very much again. I appreciate it. That is the Auckland's Mayor, Phil Goff, Newstalk ZB 5:23.